Spring is right around the corner, and that means a lot of us are clearly excited about the warm weather, but that means we will also spend a lot of time in our garden. And if you need help with your garden, boy, we have a lot of folks here available. We've got the Clemson Extension Office. We also have the Master Gardeners of York County and some new and improved changes coming to a lot of these programs. We have Paul Thompson joining us with the Clemson Extension Office. He's an agent in horticulture. And Paul, it's always good to see you, my man.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah, good to see you too. And of course, we recognize your voice from Saturday morning's The Gardener's Bench.
Yes, I miss it, but then again, I enjoy the Saturday mornings now.
There is that.
We understand the benefit of sleep and sleeping in.
Well, no, I don't sleep in, but it's just a matter of, you know, you've got to plan around that show every weekend.
And yes. And of course, the show goes on Saturday mornings right here on WRHI, and you go on in terms of helping all of us become better and better at what we love to do, which is garden.
Yeah. There's a program that we promote here often on the show called First Fridays in the Garden regarding Glencairn Garden, and I understand there is some changes coming on the horizon for this program.
Right, Lucas and Patty. We got involved with Glencairn Gardens in 2008-2009 time period, with the Master Gardeners setting up an office at the bigger house at Glencairn Gardens. And then in 2009, I started doing a seminar series over there at the Glencairn Garden Learning Center called First Fridays in the Garden. So the first Friday of every month, you know, occasionally the first Friday might be like January 1st or July 4th, and so those get postponed by a week. But the first Friday of every month, the seminar has gone on since 2009 from 11 to noon at the Learning Center. And recently, in this past year, the attendance has really started ramping up. And there is a seating capacity in the Learning Center of 52 folks. It's a 53-person capacity. Well, the speaker counts as one of those. So there's 52 chairs, and within three times within the last year, we've exceeded seating capacity, and two times going well over 60. And so that's a fire code problem, and yet it's such a good venue. It's connected with the garden. It's had its spot there for a while, and so to solve the problem, I decided I'm just going to offer the program twice on the first Friday of each month. So I'll have an early show at 9:30, and then we'll continue with the traditional 11 to noon time.
Is this effective starting in March?
It's effective starting in March.
Well, the numbers don't lie. If there people are coming out, then there is definitely a
need
for it.
We have attendance sheets and plus I ask folks when they at the beginning, I say, how many of you are here for a first time? And over the past year, we've had 17, 13, 13, 43. We've had since September or August, we've had 53 new attendees. Now, some of those folks that have been coming for a long time, and of course, you know, Master Gardeners make up a fair amount of the audience too, because they use it as continuing education opportunities. You know, it's just been, you know, people come and they come back. And
why now? I mean, you've been doing this for a while.
You know, it's just always a matter of people finding out. And the more people that come, you know, hopefully they're getting something out of it, but
they come back.
A lot of folks hear it, you know, they read the newspaper announcement that's typically in there, and maybe hear it on this show. And I know Steve Crump even mentions things like that. And there's some other stations that we don't really even talk to that pick it up and talk about it. And But a lot of them just word of mouth, and people start bringing their neighbors or friends or, mm-hmm. or that kind of thing.
So starting in March, you'll offer a 9:30 to 10:30 and then 11 to 12 right there at the Glen Cairn Garden Learning Center, right, for the
right.
first Fridays. And in March, so it's March the 1st, it's going to be human pests and how to protect yourself.
Yeah, I'm a horticulturist, but, you know.
That's great.
I get a lot of folks, and with the mosquitoes, yeah. You know, being such a concern right now, too, it's worth talking about that.
We all were thinking other pests in our lives. So, anyway, talking mosquitoes.
Yeah, yeah. That's great.
But the master gardeners circulating around the garden, and part of another thing the master gardeners do there is they've been helping with work days. There's always a big spring and fall work day where they change the the flower planting, the annuals in the display gardens there that are up there near the bigger house. And so they're involved with that. But, you know, Glen Cairn's staff has gone down a little. And it's hard for those folks to keep up. You know, mowing grass takes a long time. And you know, there's all these little things. And we're hoping that the master gardeners circulating around the garden are going to help with some of these little things that just happen day to day. You know, branches that fall out of trees that could be, you know, piled up next to the pathway for the folks to come by later and pick up, and weeds here and there. And so this little bit of activity as people go around and are communicating with the public can just help overall with lessening some of those maintenance demands.
Yeah. So when folks go to Glen Cairn Garden in the future, they will possibly run into someone who's a master gardener that's either volunteering their time to spruce up the garden and or ask questions. If they have a certain question about a certain plant or a certain flower, there's someone immediately right there that they can ask.
Right. And that's from 10 to 1.
Okay.
Every Friday.
Yeah.
From March. Through right before Thanksgiving.
Cool. Sounds great.
And that's called the Master Gardeners Hotline. And
yes.
Paul, you guys are always easily accessible, and you can reach out to you guys at any point. And we certainly appreciate the Green Thumb and helping all of us, making sure our gardens look great. We
right. Make sure our garden grows. Yes.
And one more promotional thing with the Master Gardeners, although I don't know the exact date. I know it's there. But it always happens during the Come See Me Festival is the Master Gardener Plant Sale.
Yes.
And so they have that right behind the Glen Cairn Garden Learning Center, which just a great partner, the City of Rock Hill and the Parks and Recreation Department, of all they've done, forming a partnership with us and allowing us the use of these facilities. And, you know, hopefully we're helping them back. So, you know, thanks for having me on.
And thank you so much for all of your information, knowledge, and being willing to share it with all of us.
All right.
Paul Thompson, again, with the York County Clemson Extension Office and with the Master Gardeners of York County, as well as First Fridays in the Garden.